You were just listening to a complete performance of the Vespers for four choirs by Italian composer Stefano Fabri, who lived from around 1605 until 1657. In our performance, members of A Se I Voci were conducted by Bernard Fabregarus. Once again, music of Italian composer Stefano Fabri.
Christus natus est, holy et salvator apparuit, holy in terra cadunt angeli, letantur arcangeli, holy exultant justi, dicente gloria in excelsis Deo. Alleluia.
music from medieval Cyprus. That was a setting of Hodie Christus Natus Est. It was performed by the ensemble Pan, a New Albion Records compact disc. Well, we will be listening to music by Marco Antonio Centorio in just several minutes after we listen to a real, I guess you could say, curiosity. This is music by Charles Theodor Pachelbel, or Karl Theodorus Pachelbel in German. He is the son of the famous Johann Pachelbel of canon fame. Charles worked as an organist in Boston, in New York, and in Charleston. He lived from 1690 until 1750, and we listen now to his only surviving work, the Magnificat for double chorus. The Columbus Consort performs music by the son of the famous Johann Pachelbel. Magnificat, magnificat,
we
You were just listening to the Magnificat for double chorus by Charles Theodore Pachelbel, who lived from 1690 until 1750. You heard the Columbus Consort in that performance of the son of the famous Johann Pachelbel. So a very unique composition here on Classical Discoveries. Once again, that was the Magnificat of Charles Theodore Pachelbel. The time is 10:34, and we are going to move immediately now to music of the little-known Italian composer Marco Antonio Centorio, who lived from 1567 until 1630. We listen to his Concerto in Dialogo in Eight Voices, as performed by members of Accademia del Ricercare, conducted by Pietro Busca.
Gaudete, gaudete, le tamburcelli.
music of the little-known Italian composer Marco Antonio Centorio. He lived from 1567 until 1630, and that was his Concerto in Dialogo in Eight Voices, as performed by members of Accademia del Ricercare, conducted by Pietro Busca. Well, we are going to proceed now to a selection by one of the nuns of the Italian Baroque, Isabella Leonarda. She lived from 1620 until 1704 and is credited with having written the very first sonatas by a woman. We are going to listen now to a vocal piece. This is her Magnificat, as performed by members of Nova Ars Cantandi, conducted by Giovanni Acciai, music of Isabella Leonarda. You were just listening to the Magnificat by Isabella Leonarda, as performed by members of Nova Ars Cantandi, conducted by Giovanni Acciari, a Tactus compact disc. Again, thank you so much for joining me. A happy holiday season to you all. I am going to sign off with the French carol, Mortals Sing All Together by Natalis Corday. He lived from around 1610 until 1663. We hear members of La Camera delle Lacrime. Thanks so much for joining me today.